kingdom. Here in third chapter we are saying that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead and He is ocean of Rasa. Perhaps you know Rasa? Rasa kisko kahte hain? Chini mein pani mila do aur usme nebu nichod do, kevda ka jal de do, बहुत ही सुंदर हो जाएगा, किंतु इसको लोग नहीं पीते हैं। कोका कोला कोई चीज है, वो रस है ना। बच्चे का से दूध नहीं पीऊंगा, कोका कोला लाओ। शरबत नहीं है, कोका कोला। दिस इज ए काइंड ऑफ रस। बट भक्ति श्रद्धा सो फार बेटर दैट इफ एनीवन हियरिंग कृष्ण कथा The persons of Krishna and Raja or Gopis, then he will want to listen or want to take anything, like to Parikshit Maharaj for 7 days he did not take water, food, nothing, no sleep, no idleness, nothing was there. Because it is supreme rush. So, here is telling that Jelagi Avatar, there is a fourth chapter, 13th para, 14th. What is the para? Anushanga. Naran.
You should read the meaning.
Thus, the killing of the demons is but secondary work. I shall now speak of the main reason for the Lord's incarnation.
This is the major reason. Now he is telling. Premaras nirjas karite ashtadan. Bangla ko yante hain. Premaras nirjas karite ashtadan. राजमार्ग भक्ति लोके करिते प्रचारण रसिक शेखर कृष्ण परम करुण यही दुई हेतु हेते इच्छा उद्गम
And he wanted to propagate devotional service in the world on the platform of spontaneous attraction. Thus, he is known as supremely jubilant and as the most merciful of all.
And after that, Rasik Sekhar Krishna.
The purport.
Yes, you can read the purport.
During the period of Lord Krishna's appearance, the killing of asuras or non-believers the killing of asuras or non-believers, such as Kamsa and Jarasandha, was done by Vishnu, who is within the person of Sri Krishna. Such apparent killing by Lord Sri Krishna took place as a matter of course and was an incidental activity for him. But the real purpose of Lord Krishna's appearance was to stage a dramatic performance of his transcendental pastimes at Brajabhumi, thus exhibiting the highest limit of transcendental mellow and the exchanges of reciprocal love between the living entity and the Supreme Lord. These reciprocal exchanges of mellows are called Raga Bhakti, or devotional service to the Lord in transcendental rapture. Lord Sri Krishna wants to make known to all the conditioned souls that he is more attracted by Raga Bhakti than Vidhi Bhakti, or devotional service under scheduled regulations. It is said in the Taittiriya Upanishad, Rastavaisa, the absolute truth is the reservoir for all kinds of reciprocal exchanges of loving sentiments. He is also causelessly merciful, and he wants to bestow upon us this privilege of Raga Bhakti. Thus he appeared as his own internal energy. He was not forced to appear by any extraneous force.
Okay. Rasik Sekhar Krishna.
That is it.
The
next verse. No, it was in that same verse.
In the same he has explained?
Suggest the next verse.
Rasik Sekhar Krishna Paramakarun, এই দুই হেতু হইতে ইচ্ছার উদ্গম।
To preach this mission of Raghava Bhakti.
She has not all that of her qualified. She has told for all conditions who has some Shraddha. Because of that, they will not hear anything. But those who want to hear, they are qualified. And for them he has descended to tell or to preach Raganuga Bhakti. There are two kinds of bhakti, Ragatmika and Raganuga. This service, the mode of Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Sudal, Sidam, all the gopis, Rupmanjari, Ratimanjari, Lalita, Vishakha, or Ragatmika. Ragatmika means there are two words, Raga, Atmika. Rag in Atma, in soul. That is called Ragatmika. All these are being Christian with Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav. They are Ragatmika. All the trees, creepers, all the plants there, all the creatures there, peacocks, cuckoos, deer, all are of Ragatmika. All are there. Trees are also Ragatmika. Because they are Sachidananda. Understand? All are Sachidananda. So all are Ragatmika. Without Ragatmika, one cannot say, cross by Kunt. That should be there. So, it is Ragatmika. And when in this world, anyone hears the pastimes of Krishna with gopis and Sidam, Subal, Yashodama, and he has some greed that I want to serve Krishna like Subal, Sidam, like Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maya, and like gopis, Lalita, Vishakha, and Rupmanjari. Then those who want to serve like these, they are called Raganuga. Very far difference between them. One day, they may be, when they will be matured, and living this body, when will they enter in Vrindavan? They may be Ragatmika. But here following the lines are called Raganuga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to give this Raganuga. To whom? The condition chose. There are so many grades in bhakti. First Shraddha, then Bhava Bhakti, and then Prema Bhakti. In sadhana also, sadhana bhakti, there are so many grades. Karma nishtha bhakti, jnana nishtha bhakti, shuddha bhakti, then shraddha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav, and after that, sneha, man, pranay, rag, anurag, so. So any condition soul who is in the sadhu sangha, always hearing, he cannot be in a one position. He'll have to, like a current, go forward and forward. So we see Raghunath Das Goswami when he was in house with his wife, and then he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri, and after when he reached Vrindavan, they are all not same category. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, premaras as nidyas karite asadam, Radha move. He wanted to taste Radha move. How Radha becomes mad for me? Hearing my name,
He becomes mad like. Srimati Radhika is telling, when he has not met with Krishna, he has heard the qualities of Krishna, and very far away he has seen Krishna. A for a moment. That is called Purva Rag. Before Milan, usko kaate hai Purva Rag. Rag to hai Milan nahi. At that time, Srimati Radhika is telling, Keva sunaila Krishna na. Kanera bhitara diya marame pasilago. Akul karina mor pan. अरे सखीरी मुझे कौन किसने कृष्ण नाम सुना दिया, मेरा प्राण आतुल व्याकुल हो गया, उथल पुथल हमारे जाने मच गई, समझ रही है, उथल पुथल मच गई, हमको कुछ भी अच्छा नहीं लगता है, जाने कैसे हो गया, क्यों हमको सुनाया कृष्णा, say you anyone has हमको सुनाया, make me hear, तुम बहुत दूर रहता थोड़ा सा निकट रहो ना, हमारी इंग्लिश जानता है कि पुअर है, बस क्या नहीं सुनाया,
make me
hear Krishna, मैं everything has been upset, he is saying also, oh how sweet is Krishna, what should I give you? Krishna nam is so sweet, charming. It can come here from this ear and come here. Come. And I have become upset. What to do? I want to just meet to Krishna. What I have to suffer, I am ready to suffer. I must live and see Krishna. So, this Jarasandha and consisting also Krishna. Consisting, but he becomes angry. Why? The ordinary person see Krishna like Duryodhan. Because Duryodhan was the samadhi of Krishna. Samadhi, you know? मैं तो समझता हूँ इन लोगों को समझाना है, मैं समझाता हूँ
तुम्हारे पिता,
हस्बैंड एंड वाइफ, काफी द रिलेशन बिटवीन हस्बैंड फादर एंड वाइफ फादर,
इन लॉ
So they are related by that. The daughter of Duryodhan was married to the son of Krishna. But he was not like a king, but yet he was not so glad to see Krishna. He was always against Krishna. He has no faith that Krishna is God himself. So, here it is telling that so many levels of persons Krishna see Krishna, but not same mood. But when mother sees so Krishna, she takes Krishna in his lap, in her lap, and used to give her breast milk coming automatically. And Yashoda's tears come. But he could not imagine. But when Krishna and Srimati Radhika are sitting together like this, what each other
embracing
each other, he has trust to see. But one says,
Bumblebee.
And he was trying to be in the lotus feet, thinking that it is lotus feet, but it was lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. But he was thinking that it is lotus flowers. So he wanted to test it. So Srimati Radhika here and drink like this, at once and so much fearing, Madhumangal came with his tea and he and returned and told that this Madhusudan will never come
again.
Madhusudan means there are two meanings, one bumblebee and one Krishna himself. So when Srimati Radhika heard that Madhusudan will never come, she became silent in the lap of Krishna. She was not saying that Krishna is here, I am in his lap. And she became silent. Oh Krishna, where you are? Oh Krishna, I cannot live without you. Just tell me, oh. I am here, she is in my lap. And yet she is waiting and she has become mad, not seeing me. So this is called Mahabhav, this mood. Krishna thought that there is no Mahabhav mood in me. So I taste having this Mahabhav. And this is only in Srimati Radhika. So Krishna wanted that mood to taste himself. How beautiful he is. That gopis and Srimati Radhika especially becomes mad for me. But I never become mad to see Radhika. So I want to test that mood. How happiness comes in Srimati Radhika mood when he sees or tests my four kinds of madhuri. Rupa madhuri, Venu madhuri, Guna madhuri, Lila madhuri. Srimati Radhika test is topmost. Subal Sudan, they also test, but not like Srimati Radhika, because they have not so much mood. That is why Krishna took it. And became Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why he did so? He has come to preach Raganuga Bhakti, Ragamarga Bhakti, Loke Karite Pracharam, and first Prema Ras Nirjas Karite Asadam. This is called Prema Ras. It can be only test by the mode of Srimati Radhika. So he has to borrow or he has to stole till and to test all these things. And Ragbhakti, Ragamarga. Ragmarga means, what is the meaning of Ragmarga? Can you tell Ragmarga? How we can have that Rag? In which way we will have to go that we can have that kind of Rag? Like gopis. So it is called Raganuga Marga, Marga means way, or Ragmarga. No? See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this message to world. Not to preach only Harinam, not to kill Asur. Asur Marga Anusanga Karja. It has written in above Paya. So, Krishna is a Rasik Sekha. Rasik Sekha means ocean of love. And Param Karun. Karun means he is so merciful. He is merciful, that is why he has come to give this Amulya Nidhi. Amulya Nidhi. Oh.
Valuable treasure.
Amulya.
Amulya, valueless. There's no
price. Price means it may be that no price at all. Very bad thing.
No. Most value. Most value.
You can never have enough money to buy it.
This is Amulya. No? So he is telling, Ragbhakti, Loke Karite Krishna Parama Karun. Krishna is so merciful that he wants to give the best wealth which is restored in the bank of Vrindavan and especially in the heart of Srimati Radhika.
taken from that Amulya Nidhi, he has come to do this thing. Why? Because he is so karun, because he is so merciful. Unlimited merciful Krishna. So without any reason, if any person comes here to beg something, the wife of the householder gives the key to that beggar, which is locked in what? Iron chestnut. His most valuable jewel. And he sees it. Then how sort of, oh, why you are going? Don't see. And see, that householder should not, my husband should not see this. And very skillfully, he takes the key and opens it, and all the valuable ornaments he gives. To whom? That beggar. We are beggars. And see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Radhika, the move of Radhika, not Krishna. Krishna is there, but he has become Radhika by mood. So Krishna cannot give. He has no power to give it. Because he can give his own wealth, but not the wealth of Srimati Radhika. So he has become Radhika, and being Radhika, and plus Krishna both. So merciful. Krishna is merciful. Radhika is more merciful. And plus, both plus together. Oh, most. God bless merciful. So they have come to distribute this. Rag marga, not rag. Rag marga. In which way we can go and have that thing, rag, this is called the rag marga. So he has come to preach the rag marga, not rag. Rag, he has come to test that rag himself. It cannot be distributed. No? Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.